For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, speaking of the parting of the Red Sea. And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, the provision of the Lord in the desert. For they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things took place, listen, as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. For as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up and play. So we must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages have come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. So, Christian brother or sister, Paul urges us to learn from the negative examples that we'll find in this book. We're taught to trust God in his plans and even in his timings rather than complain and rebel against him. We will be reminded that what God makes, what promises God makes, he fulfills. So do you find yourself wondering if God can fulfill his promises in your life? To never leave you or forsake you, to take you safely home until the end, that you're freed from slavery to sin, that he will never forsake you, that he's placed his Holy Spirit in you and will preserve you until you're safely home. Friends, do you struggle to believe that he will come through on his promises? Do you find seeds of discontentment with God in your heart? God, why is my life like this and not like that? Why am I not married? Why have I not been able to have another child? Why did I get fired from this job? And do you feel the seeds of discontentment? Yes, with a situation, but more importantly, with God in his plan, in his time, and his sovereignty in your life. If so, instead of complaining and rebellion, Numbers teaches us to confess these things to the Lord and turn to him again in faith and humility. Our lives often feel like wandering in the wilderness. You get up, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep, over and over and over. Through trials, temptations, snares, sickness, our lives can often feel like we're just simply wandering in a dry and desolate place. We often wonder, is this really all that there is in life? And my friends, Numbers reminds us that the answer is no. It's no. This is not our promised inheritance. For there is a day and a land that are yet to come. There is a God who makes and keeps his promises to us. Because we've seen what God has done with our rebellious past, we can believe and hold fast to the promises for our unseen future. So even in the desert today, trust in God. Though foes and temptations and heartbreaks and fear remain, we too have been blessed by the presence of God among us. And imagine this, that it's not just among us in our tents and in a cloud, but he's placed his Holy Spirit within us. His presence could not be more intimate than to taking up residence in our hearts. So trust in him today, and friend, take heart and get ready for the epic journey of Numbers. For the Lord faithfully preserves and leads his people to their promised inheritance. But friends, only those who trust him will enter. Please pray with me. God, we pray that in your kindness and in your mercy, that you would open up our hearts in a real sense, that we might receive your word, receive the lessons, most of all, see Christ, the one who's high and lifted up, the one to whom we must look for salvation. God, we thank you for your word. We ask, O Lord, that it would bear good fruits in our hearts. Amen.